You ready already?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Oh, look at that. What's up?
Are we red lighting already?
I don't know. 50 seconds. What? Half.
10 seconds in, we're red lighting.
Hi.
Hello. I'm liking this new setup, dude.
I know. We have two mics now.
I know.
This is cool.
There's two mics and one Vin and one Brajo.
It's not like we are the world anymore where everyone's sang around one mic. No, no, no.
Oh.
We have individual mics. You can be your Michael Jackson. I will be Bono. I don't know.
Lionel
Richie. There you go. Cyndi Lauper. We are the... No. Hi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of 2023. My name is Brajo.
I'm Vin. I guess that... Hi.
I was waiting.
I didn't know what we were doing. It's only the fourth episode into the new year.
We're listening to the realness. The realness. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was real.
Was it?
What's going on, Vin?
Nothing,
man. It's been a little while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been like a week since last time we've had an episode out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's been about 3 weeks since we last sat down.
People don't need to know that.
That's true.
We need to uphold the illusion.
I can... It's all an illusion.
Pay no attention to the men behind the mic.
What's going on? What's going on? It's been a while.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
No idea where we were going with that.
I don't know either.
All right.
Yeah. Are you doing all right?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, everything's good.
You're doing good?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Let's hit it!
Bow chicka bow wow!
Oh, no. What? Oh man, welcome to another episode of The Realness with this guy.
Me.
And this guy.
Him.
And you know what we're going to talk about today?
What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about my least favorite topic.
Liver? Liver and onions?
No.
Math?
No.
I don't know what it could be then.
Pet peeves!
Pet peeves!
I hate pet peeves.
You hate pet peeves?
I have them and I hate them.
You hate your pet peeves?
I hate the hate.
You hate the hate? Hating on the hate.
Is that a double negative?
That's probably a double
negative. I hate pet peeves.
Yeah, we're confused.
I have pet peeves.
We're here confusing people.
Yeah. You know.
What?
It's like those things when people stop their shopping cart in the middle of an aisle.
That's a pet peeve.
Right?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
Like, what are you doing? And they're on their phone.
Oh, yes.
They're on their cell phone.
Yep.
Talking to whoever.
Yep.
Their best friend or their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or
their wife asking what brand of bag of rice they should get.
Yeah. And clearly, there's enough room for two carts to go up and down the aisle.
All the time.
But this person always ends up stopping the cart in the middle.
Yep.
Of the aisle.
They do.
So what do you do?
I have moved the cart and walked around.
Right.
I do.
But then they say something.
That's their problem.
Right?
Yeah. I say, well, it's in the way.
Jesus Christmas. So if you're one of those people, make sure you push your cart to the side. Please.
Stay to the right. Or
please
the left.
Stay to the right.
Just stay out of the way.
Please.
Just stay out of the way.
Just
stay out of the way.
Another pet peeve.
What's a pet peeve?
When people stop or stand at the top or the bottom of a flight of stairs.
Oh, on an escalator when that happens, I just bump into them. I no joke.
Oh, yeah,
I push
it.
I bump.
It's my momentum.
Exactly.
I'm going up. I'm going down. And you stop right there. Like, well, what do you expect me to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What do you expect the people behind me to do?
Yeah, I know. I know. They're in the way.
It's so annoying. It's such a
It's like when people stop in the middle of the sidewalk. Or they block us out.
Yes, yes.
Well, have I got stories about that?
I sense a recurring theme here. It's mostly about other people, right?
Yes.
Right, Finn?
Yes. I hate people. You think I'm kidding?
No, I do not. I've grown to hate.
My wife, for Christmas, bought me a pin, like an enamel pin that I have on my jacket that says, you know those, like, hello, my name is tags?
Yeah.
The red and white ones?
Yeah.
It says, hello, I hate everyone. I kid you not. I will post a picture of it in our newsletter that goes out for this episode.
Please, after.
Yes.
I want to see it.
It will be out with this episode.
I'm going to make a note.
I'm making a note.
Note. Then we'll post photo of pin.
Newsletter picture. Ooh, because you need to be subscribed to the newsletter at therealness.substack.com.
And thank you for everyone who has.
All two of you. Sarah and Phil.
Sarah and Phil. You will be getting your stickers soon.
Brijo's not even subscribed yet.
I didn't think I had to be.
You don't want to know what's going on?
I thought I have access to it.
You do have access.
Insider access.
Oh, my God. All right, fine. Whatever. I mean, I guess it's okay. No, I don't want you to sign
up.
I don't want you to sign up now. I don't want you to sign up. It's okay. It's all right.
What are the pet peeves you have?
Everybody. Everyone is a pet peeve.
Everyone's a pet peeve.
I hate it when people don't use signals when they're switching lanes.
Yes.
I hate it when people have their dog poop on my lawn.
Yes.
I hate people.
Yes. I don't hate everyone. It's just... I hate the people that make your life more difficult than it really should.
Yes.
It already is.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Inconsiderate.
It's like one of... Right. Inconsiderate people who have no common sense. How about that?
That's exactly in a nutshell.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Can you pause yourself? Pet peeves. So many pet peeves. How about this one?
What one?
I hate it when someone spoils either a movie or a book I haven't seen yet.
Right. If they're going to do it, spoiler alert. That's what you say that, and then you can opt not to listen or to listen.
Spoiler alert. Or no, they started off the conversation as, oh, do you want to hear what happens?
No. No. Oh,
do you want to know what happens?
No.
There was one time I was in the cafeteria. I had just purchased, I forget which book it was, the Harry Potter series. And apparently there was this whole thing going around that someone, you know, kicks the bucket in it, right?
Right.
I'm sitting down at the table about to start reading the book, just about to start. This lady, out of nowhere, I have no clue who this lady is, comes up to me, do you want to know what happens? I'm like, no. Do you want me to tell you what happens? I'm like, no. I want to find out for myself.
I paid $30 for the book.
I know.
I want to know. Let me do the work, please.
I'm like, and then she goes, do you want to know who dies?
You in about 30 seconds.
Exactly, dude.
Keep it up, and you'll be the dead one.
Spoiler alert. I gathered my stuff. I got up and I left.
I would too.
I'm like, what the?
People are inconsiderate.
And it's funny because it ties into this whole age of like social media and how everyone wants to, you know, be the first to post about it, right?
Right. Yes.
They have, you know, within like what, an hour of something like a new book or a new movie coming out, someone's already reviewing it.
Oh, yeah.
Doing reactionary videos to it, or just unboxing. This is an unboxing,
mm-hmm.
or this is an analysis of who just died, or you know what happened at the end of the story. It's just so, you know, this is a part of social media that I completely just don't like, and just leave me alone. Use your common sense. Who cares if you were the first one to do it?
Right.
Obviously, you
care.
Do,
right.
But I don't care.
Nope.
Oh.
Pet peeves coming at you.
Pet peeves. Also, another pet peeve, backtracking.
Backtracking.
It's like when I'm on my way somewhere and I forget something.
Oh, well, that's your own fault.
Then I know. That's a pet peeve, too, forgetting stuff.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Having to go back and then having to go again. It's just, I don't know. It annoys me.
You should.
How about you, man? Any more?
Yes. Okay, what? No, it's fine. This happened the other day. Oh. I had to call a service because so I just got a CPAP machine. Mm. And I have a problem with the mask. So I called them to get a new mask, see if I can upgrade. Mm-hmm. So the customers, I know customer service sucks. I worked in retail for like 13 years and I'm on board, but it's like, but at least fake it. Just mm-hmm. fake it.
Yeah.
So I called the main company. They were pretty good. They were like, all right, we'll get you in touch with the local office. So I got in touch with, they called me, local office calls me. And she's like, hi, this is so-and-so from so-and-so. I was like, hi, thanks for calling me. Dead silence. I was like, okay, well, here's my problem. So I tell her the problem with the mask fitting. And she's like, oh, well, you need to figure out what mask you want. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, what do you mean? She's like, well, you have to, you know, do some research and figure out what mask you want.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know even where to start to do that. Where do I do that? Well, you go on this company's website and you pick a mask. Is that okay, what? I have to pick a mask. You can't tell me what you have
yeah.
and what you're not going to assist me with this. You're just yep. going to say pick a mask.
Yep.
She's like, well, do you use a full mask or you know whatever? I was like, I'll use a full mask. All right, well, maybe you should try the F30i or whatever. I was like, well, that makes sense because I have the F20 now. Maybe this will fit better.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I will send you one. Blah, blah, blah. It's like I had a fish for information. From her, just give me the information. Just offer. Right, just say. Right. Just
but what are you customer service for?
Exactly.
Your customer service, right?
If you don't like it, quit your job.
Yeah.
There's millions of jobs out there now.
Yeah. Oh, here's one last one.
Oh, really?
Well,
I hate when people say there's one last one and then there's one after that. That's
no, this, this is the last one I'm going to talk about because it's getting me upset.
What?
When someone calls me by my last name. Right.
I'm okay. No, yeah,
no, seriously.
No, that's like, fine. I understand know, that.
There's a comma after that, right? You know how it is sometimes when it's written out.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, comma, Brian.
Right.
Everyone knows my name is Brian. Yeah. I go by Brian yes, most of the time. I go yes. by Brijo.
Yes.
But then people call me by my last name. Why are you calling me by my last name?
Well, I'm not making excuses for people, but your last name is also a common first name
that's
for some people.
That's the thing. And I hate it. But
I understand.
You hear everyone else calling me
right.
by my first name. Why can't you do the same? It's like, I don't know.
It's just a lack of courtesy.
It's just, yeah. And that's the thing.
Or even just ask, what would you prefer to me for me to call you?
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing I learned many, many years ago when I was a kid. They said, never ask somebody what their name is. Ask them what they prefer to be called. And you think about it, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, my name is Vincent. I don't like to be called Vincent. You call me Vin. Brando. Call me Vinny. Call me Vince. I don't care. Brian. Vincent, my grandfather.
There you go.
Okay. Brijo. Brijo.
Hugo used to call me that.
Oh, yeah, Hugo.
Brijo.
Brijo.
Brijo. Oh, man.
You know what else is a pet peeve of mine?
What?
When the show starts to wind down. When this episode is winding down.
I know
it is. And then we have to close it out. I hate when that happens.
I know.
I want to talk forever.
Forever. I wish we were here forever. That was fun. I mean, 3 weeks, and then we're back, and we're talking about pet peeves. It's like, you know,
I'm sorry. Please continue.
It helps me de-stress. This helps me. It's just after a whole weeks of stress and frustration at work. Yes, yes, yes.
No, keep going. But then I have another pet peeve.
You know, it's just. Yay.
Oh, I got so excited. I'm seeing stars. You know what else is another pet peeve of mine?
What?
When people try to make small talk with me. Oh. There's random people. Random people.
Random people, okay.
Like, you know, when you and I, you know, when we're chilling, that's fine. We know each other. We're cool. We've known each other for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But when random people talk to me,
yep.
Like, don't talk to me. I'm like, one time, many, many, many years ago, back in my 20s, a friend of mine asked me to drive her to a party. She's like, oh, just come to the party. Maybe we can hang out. All right, fine. So I'm sitting there, and she's all talking it up with her friends and stuff. And I'm just hanging out in the kitchen by myself, whatever.
Yeah.
Woman comes over to me, starts talking to me. It's like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I do this. Oh, I'm like, what do you do? She's like, oh, I'm in the AmeriCorps. I was like, uh-huh. You know what the AmeriCorps is? Uh-huh. It's like the Peace Corps, but in America. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Why are you telling me all this? I literally told you I know what it was.
What do you want from me?
Just stop it. And then their parents, when I go drop off my kids, they want to talk to me. Hey, how you doing? I'm fine. Don't talk to me.
Just leave me alone.
If you see me walking down the street, don't talk to me if I don't know you. If I know you, stop me, say hi. I'll say hi back. I don't have the time of day for you.
That was nice.
Was it?
Got stuff off my chest.
Okay.
Just a lot of, you know, pet peeves.
Pet peeves.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Everyone.
I hope we didn't get you worked up.
Every one of you.
Just one.
That's two words. It's not a single word, everyone. It's two words. Every one of you.
Oh, man. All right.
Ba, 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 ba. Red lining here and there.
Yes. I'm going to have to adjust that.
Okay.
All right, guys.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Deuces, mooses.
All right, cool. Hey, everyone. We have a little special guest today. Joining us now remotely on the podcast is our new senior dad joke correspondent, Phil G. Phil G, are you there?
Hi.
he takes after you, man. Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, we already hit it. It's been hitted.
It's been hitted.
It's been hat.
It's been hat, yes.
Yes, it's been hat. It's been hat.
Is that your dad joke?
I'm just having a conversation.
Okay.
Well, do you... Whatever day it is, but whoever's listening to this is listening to this.
Well, now, wait. Since you're only...
AI, whatever.
Since you're one of two listeners... Does that not count anymore?
Well, I just want to say, hey, Sarah.
Phil, do you have a dad joke for us?
I have many. would you like to hear one?
Yes, please.
Yes.
All right. How does a hamburger introduce his wife?
I'm afraid to ask, but how?
Oh. He says meat patty.
Okay.
And that was our
senior correspondent.
Senior dad joke correspondent, Phil G. Thank you, Phil G.
Thanks, guys.
It's blowing up. Hashtag. A-hole trending number one. But instead of playing cool, you're still acting all the fool. Aiming to the harm you've done. Public enemy on the run. And you've got nowhere to go. And you don't know what to say. Aiming to the mess. You've made a label.